Vibration is really great today. So I want to say one thing about the healing service. I am not the healer. God is the healer. God's love and power and force flows down through the top of my head and out my hands to heal those that sit here. But I want to also tell you that there were many, many souls here in spirit who work in healing, and there was someone behind each and every one of you working on you in healing. And healing can be spiritual, it can be physical, it can be mental or emotional. And so on many levels, a great healing was taking place today. Now, I'd like to talk about natural law. Several weeks ago, someone came up to me after the church service and said, "You never give me a message." Well, so I said, well, we have a policy here that we're not allowed to give messages after the service. It wouldn't be fair to all the other people that came here to get a message and didn't get one. And I said, so I thought about it, and I thought maybe today I would talk about how the natural laws of God are used through the medium or the psychic to give messages. And to begin with, there is man's law, and then there is God's law. Man's law governs man. God's law governs the animate and the inanimate, the invisible as well as the visible, on all planes, realms, and spheres of consciousness. Every power and force has vibration, which is in constant motion and is ever changing. Before vibration can be properly understood, it's necessary to have a superficial knowledge of the principal factors concerned with its expression, namely ether, consciousness, mind, and thought. Now, let's don't get too technical here. The reason I want to bring this up to you is to show you how God's laws and natural law, or natural law, is used to communicate with your loved ones on the spirit side of life. There are 14 natural laws that we know of. There might be more that come into play in communicating with spirit. When I get up to give a psychic message or a mediumistic message, there is this which is called psychic force, and it takes over me, and I feel like I'm going into a trance-like state. This means that my ego is put aside. Thank God. I, therefore, do not choose who gets a message and who does not. So the first natural law that comes into play is the law of desire. It is my desire to want to come to you to help you, to lighten your burden, so to speak. And the next law is the law of love, the greatest of all powers. And it's the same love that I have for all of humanity. And these two laws are brought together in ratio to the law of vibration, the law of attraction, repulsion, and propulsion, and the law of activity, the law of cooperation, the law of receptivity, the law of compensation, the law of balance, the law of harmony, the law of cohesion, and the law of cause and effect. all of these laws come into play. All messages come from God, filtered down through the superconscious to the subconscious to the conscious mind. Communication is mind to mind on all levels. In closing, I'd like to say to you, learn all you can about the natural laws, what they are, how they work, and how they operate through you. Because your every thought, word, and deed is affected by natural laws. And I'd like to read this little poem by Henry Van Dyke. We build our future thought by thought, for good or ill, yet know it not. Yet so the universe was wrought. Thought is another name for fate. Choose then thy destiny and wait, for love brings love and hate brings hate. Thank you.
When the world burns, the superintendent said, when the struggle is cool, the good battle is gone.